So he called me one afternoon from the office and says, get dressed to go pick out your car over at Pearson Chevrolet. So I did, and the telephone rang, and I answered it. And it was the man from the Pontiac. Miss Haney, we didn't know your husband was serious about trading cars. I told him, I said, well, he's called me. We're going to Pearson's to pick out a car. He says, well, when he gets there, hold him there until we get there. And, of course, you know, that was impossible with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Pearson's and bought a 59 Impala.
A white one?
White.
Or a cream.
Cream color.
Yeah.
It was a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
So, as Sandra said, we hadn't drove off good till late, pulled up in front of the house from the Pontiac place.
Hmm.
But it was a lemon. So the next car we got Charlie, Daddy told Charlie Cox what he wanted, a pump. Well, he worked for Pearson's when we bought our car.
Oh, okay.
And so he had his own
dealership
up there. So he told him what he wanted. We went up there, and we went through the back, and I thought, my goodness, that's the prettiest car I ever saw. We got in there, and come find out it was our car.
Well,
it was a 55 Bonneville. Pontiac Bonneville.
59 is when you bought the Impala.
59.
So it would have been a 60.
65. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 65. Got the, either 64 or 65, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
We got the Bonneville. And then in 69, you got Charlie. We went and looked at the cars, and that's the first year they made the Pontiac Royale.
Mm-hmm. That was the Delta 88 Royale.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
In 69. Delta 88 Royale, 69. They bought one. And him and Sandra went and got it. And then them bringing it all the way down here, they had put a dent in the trunk lid. If I'd have been with him, I would have refused the car.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't.
Uh-huh.
And several months later, they did say they fixed it, but I could always tell where that spot was on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove that car for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it still didn't have 100,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that car. It had a 455 engine in it.
Yeah.
And,
uh-huh.
And a pretty big car.
It never used a bit of oil between changes.
Hmm. Well. All right, so, let's go back and talk about televisions and radios. When did you first get a television?
Oh, shoot. It was about 1950. Mother Haney, your grandmother, came over. She came at different, at regular periods of time. And, I've got to tell you this about her car, though. She was sick. She hadn't had a car in years, and she got this new car. Well, your Aunt Nita was supposed to come with her, and Aunt Nita lived in an apartment down on Ponce de Leon. You know how busy Ponce de Leon is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Sunday morning, Mother Haney was supposed to have been here. She didn't get here. And Daddy always went to town and bought the Atlanta paper on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he came home, he says, you know, I think I saw Mother up on Forest Avenue. In a little bit, she got there. She says, well, Nita was supposed to come with me. And I went by, and I stopped and blowed for her, and she didn't come out. Now, she lived in an apartment building. And she says, and I just come on by myself. She wanted to drive it, that car herself.
Huh.
So she was in her 60s.
For the tape, tell the story about her. This is my favorite Mother Haney story, about her getting her driver's license.
Oh, she went in. She had worked for Governor Talmadge, the first Governor Talmadge.
Yeah, Red Cross, wasn't it?
No, this Red Cross was later, but she worked for him.
Oh, okay.
When he was governor.
Okay, what'd she do?
I don't know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Office work, I guess. And so when she got a car, she went to the younger Talmadge. He was governor then, and she went in his office, and she sat in his office and waited, and he sent out and got her a driver's license.
About what year was that, you know?
I don't know. It was about 1950s, something like that. It was several years before you were born.
Okay.
So, that's how she got her driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Went and talked to the governor, huh?
Yeah. She sent out and got her driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether she'd have passed the test or not.
Well, she made it over here several times.
Yep, she sure did. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're talking about that television set.
Oh, when she was over here. All of our neighbors had TVs, of course. And Mother Haney, she just told her daddy to go buy these kids a TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
So up until that time, we didn't have one. Did we listen to the radio?
We listened to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, I don't remember the programs on the radios, but they were good, let's say, good programs. Jack Benny and Fred Allen, not Fred Allen, George Burns and Gracie Allen,
mm-hmm.
and all those
mm-hmm.
shows.
So, somewhere around, what year was it with the television? I didn't quite...
It was in the early 50s, about 1950 or 51.
Mm-hmm. So, what kind of television shows did y'all watch?
Oh, shoot, we had good TV shows back then. I don't remember, but we had good TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Good, clean fun. And y'all, and they all, this was before you was born, they thought the TV was supposed to stay on all the time, because they'd go out to play and I'd turn it off. One of them come running in the house, turn the TV on, and then they'd take off.
Go out again.
They just thought it was supposed to
be on.
And oh, when you want to know about when Daddy bought my first washing machine?
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, I scrubbed clothes on, this was in the late 40s.
Okay.
I scrubbed the clothes on a
board.
And after I got them in bed of the night, that's when I'd wash all the dirty clothes and hang them out. And so I went to Tennessee. Sandra was up there, and I carried Lee to get Sandra, because Mother had been here, and Sandra went home with her.
Uh-huh.
And I went to get her, and while I was gone, your dad had to take the...
Oh, he had to wash clothes?
He had to wash clothes, so he took them to the washette.
Uh-huh.
So when I got home, he said, I'm going to go buy a washing machine. So I was expecting a wringer-type washer. And he went to Sears, and the automatic just cost $20 more, so he bought an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing he ever bought. And that was when they had to be bolted to the floor, and when they moved pretty broad in the house, they just set it down in the kitchen. We had a big kitchen then.
Uh-huh.
And set it down there. That night, Daddy was looking at it, and he plugged it up and turned it on, and that thing started jumping all over the floor.
Well,
because it wasn't bolted enough, it was just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a time getting out of the way of that washing.
About what year was that, do you think?
It was the late 40s. it was when they first, I don't know when they first, anyway, that he bought the, did buy the automatic instead of
the ringer.
Ringer type washer.
Uh-huh.
And I have, that's what I've had ever since.
Uh-huh. Well, you mentioned sewing. What kind of sewing machine did you sew on?
I had a treadle sewing machine.
Did you have it when you moved here?
No,
or did you buy it?
I went downtown and bought it. I paid $10 for it, I believe. No, I didn't. It was $40 I paid for it.
But when was that?
That was back, I don't know, when I started sewing,
mm-hmm.
making the clothes now. So,
so the,
it was a Singer treadle machine,
uh-huh.
and I kept it, used it until we moved here.
Okay.
In the 60s.
Okay. And that was the machine you used till you moved here?
That was the machine I used till I moved here.
Okay.
And then I bought the Singer Electric.
Okay. You had mentioned Sunday meals. You generally made a roast.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now Sunday dinner would be, we'd eat, get up late, and eat breakfast late,
uh-huh.
and so we wouldn't eat Sunday dinner until around 2 o'clock, something
uh-huh.
like that, and then for supper. We'd make sandwiches and...
So dinner was the big meal?
Dinner was the big meal on Sunday.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, and this was later years. Y'all liked hamburgers. But I wanted steaks every once in a while, and I would have been embarrassed if anybody had come in. Y'all didn't want nothing but hamburgers. Now get me and Daddy a steak and cook it. Y'all have your hamburgers and french fries. I'd go buy them at Jack's or whatever place they had. I couldn't get y'all into steak.
Hmm. Well, that was, yeah, times changed, don't they?
Yep. And then in later years, we went to Florida every summer.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me about that.
Well, we stayed, had an apartment right down on the beach, so y'all wouldn't have to go back and forth. And you was... I forget how old you were, about 3 and a half, I think,
uh-huh.
the first time you went.
So this was about 56 or so, 57, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's right along in there. And we got an apartment, and you jumped out, and you went running down to there, to the water. Because we had neighborhood swimming pools,
uh-huh.
and all of y'all had learned to swim.
Uh-huh.
So you run down to the water and got in it, and you jump back out of it and run up back up there and says, somebody done spilt the salt in it.
Well, so the so would you go to Florida every summer?
We went every summer.
Mm-hmm. How long would you stay?
Oh, we'd stay a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we stayed at the same place, Mr. and Ms. Max. Now I can't even remember their whole name now, but it was Mr. and Ms. Max.
Uh-huh.
At White Sands.
Mm-hmm.
We would have an apartment.
Mm-hmm. They would have a cooking place and
things? Yeah, a cooking place and
what would y'all do down there? So you didn't care for the beach?
No, I didn't care for the beach. But Daddy was raised in Brunswick, Georgia, and he loved the beach, the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you all did, too.
Uh-huh.
So, and Ms. Mack would have special things for all of you to do, and she'd have...
Like what?
She had things for you to dig clams.
Uh-huh.
And y'all would, I don't know whether you remember it or not, but she had she catered to families.
Uh-huh.
And she would have watermelon. One day a week, she would have watermelon cutting for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And just things like that.
Yeah, and I can remember Goofy Golf.
Yes, Goofy Golf.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And things like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What other recreation did you do?
Well, when we lived in Gadsden, we would go to Birmingham to the park down there, because Gadsden didn't have a park or anything.
Okay.
And
would that be on the weekends?
On Saturday afternoon. And one Sunday we went down there.